Yeah, most definitely. We actually won the Shield as well just after Christmas, so we're actually going for a treble at the moment, which is great. Definitely a strange year. We weren't sure if we'd finish the season or not with COVID, but luckily enough, the season got back on, and fair play to the Wexford Women's League. They had everything in place, and the clubs done everything they could to make sure everything was safe to do so. And to be fair to the girls, they trained very hard over the lockdown. So yeah, we were doing really well up to that, but thankfully hit the ground running after that as well.
On Sunday, you'll be going in as Premier winners. You'll be coming up against the Division 2 side. So naturally enough, you guys are the favourites going into the game. Will that favourites tag, will that weigh heavy on your side?
Personally, like, my point of view on what I'd be saying to the girls, like, I don't underestimate any team, no matter what division they're in, especially in a cup game. It's a one-off game. Anything can happen on the day. Whoever's after winning a Premier Division or a Division 2 or 3, for me, it doesn't really matter. It's all about how you approach it, how you get yourself ready for the day, try and get the best out of all your players, and try and get the job done.
It's not too long ago that your girls were down in Division 2 themselves, and you know, you've made such great progress over the last couple of years since you've come in, and it just shows how great it can be if you put the right plan in place, put the right people in place, and you can become very successful very quickly. So just tell us, how did the club manage to get so far so quickly?
I suppose it's like you said, first of all, I feel that the main thing you have to have, there's a lot of work behind the scenes, a lot of hard work. You have to have a lot of interest, naturally. The club have been very good backing us. We came in 3 seasons ago. We were in Division 2. Again, luckily, we had good players with us. We won the treble that year down in Division 2 and the Shield and the Cup for those divisions. We went straight into the Premier then last season. We weren't sure how we'd get on during the season, but we said we'd try and just see it out as best we could and get the feel of it. We got to the Cup Final and we finished 3rd in the league. Yeah, we got the feel for it, like, so we knew then that we were ready to compete this season. So we added a few players to the squad, and thankfully it all paid off, and the girls gel really well. Commitment wise, they're fantastic training. They want to do well. They're all enjoying us, and as I said, thankfully it all paid off. It all gelled together this year, you know.
When you look back on the league campaign, was there any one sort of game? I know you went unbeaten right the way through, but was there one moment in the season where you just knew that everything was starting to click and everything was just going your way?
I think I've said this before. At the start of the season, we went up to Ferns, and Ferns were probably one of our rivals for the title. Very hard place to go, very good team. We went there up the start of the season and we drew 0-0 with Ferns. And, well, I came away from there definitely saying, yeah, I think we're ready this year, you know, we're ready to compete, and we're ready to go for it. Not a lot of teams go there and get results, and even though it was a draw, we knew that we were ready to compete with the rest of the teams in that division. So personally, I found that was probably the point where we felt, yeah, we're ready to go, we're ready to compete, you know.
Ferns were the reigning champions at the time as well, isn't that right?
That's right, yeah, that's right, yeah. No, they're a very good side, to be fair to them, and they have dominated Wexford women's soccer for a long time. And look, they're always hard to beat, and next year it's going to be no different, you know.
You guys are also pretty hard to beat as well, as I mentioned, going through the season unbeaten. And when you're on a winning run like that, as a manager, do you take your hands off, or do you go even harder with your training? How do you approach that as a manager when things are going right from week to week?
It's always trying to improve as a manager, as a player, as a coach. I don't think you can never stop learning, no matter what part of the squad you're in. It's keeping the interest, it's keeping the enjoyment. I feel by, if we win the treble on Sunday, I don't know, I'm not saying we will, but if we do, my thoughts will be to try and go out and do it again next year. And I'm not sure, I don't know if anyone has done that. That would be the aim, to actually try and repeat what we've done. It sets the bar high for us, but then it just gives us something to aim for as well.
When you look at your team, the same names really come up again and again and again. The likes of Natasha Byrne-Rossiter, Rihanna Cullen, and Sarah Siggins. And she was top scorer this year for you guys, I believe. So when you have that kind of experience and those kind of girls that are just putting in the performances every single week, you know, it makes your job a little easier when you don't have to make that many changes.
Yeah, definitely. We have a big squad, and I find with any squad, there's a lot of, not rotation, but there's different things happen during the season. Girls might be sick, might be working, might be injured, so you do have to try and juggle it a little bit. And then how girls are getting on in training, how they're performing, then there's the positional sense. It's all down to how they're getting on in them positions, and sometimes we have to rejig it. But the names that you just said are, yeah, look, to be honest with you, the whole team, the whole squad, everyone was part of it, and they've all done really well. And not only them players that you just named, but the rest of the midfield, the back line, the goalkeeper Megan, they've all been fantastic, you know.
2-0 win over North End in the semi-finals put you into this game, and you know, to get one over on North End, obviously we know about their, you know, sort of domination of the men's game as well. So, you know, to get one over on a big name like that and to put yourselves into a final, that must have been a great relief to you guys.
Yeah, again, when we came into the league, like, North End were and still are a very good team, and it's very hard to... It's, I suppose in Wexford it's down as a local derby as well. We're not too far away from each other, so it is always very interesting when the two of us meet. And like you said, we overcame that test in the semi-final. Thankfully we got over the games in the league as well that we played against them. But every game is hard. As I said, I don't underestimate anyone, no matter what division they're in or who they are. I sort of have full respect for everybody. It's just the way it has to be, really, because otherwise you just take your foot off the gas and take things for granted, which will always come back to haunt you, you know.
Having a big squad like that, that obviously helps when you're challenging on all fronts now. But is there any sort of injury worries going into Sunday?
Well, as you mentioned, Sarah Siggins has been out. Sarah's only coming back now. She's not going to be 100% for Sunday. Look, she's going down to do... We're training there this evening, so she'll come down and do a little bit. The majority of girls are okay, touch wood, at the moment. There is a little bit of Gaelic going on in between Camogie and football, so it's just fingers crossed that they come through that.
When you look at the New Ross side, they have an awful lot of young players coming through. We were speaking to Joanne Murphy from the club earlier on, and she was telling us about the five that are on the under-15 county squad as well. So is there any particular players that you're looking at on that New Ross side and thinking, you know, we need to stop these?
I seen New Ross playing there a while back, and they're a very good team, very young side, as you said. They also have that mixture of, they have two or three with that vast experience as well, which is always good to see. I remember going to play Ross Town only, I think it was two seasons ago. They were struggling to get a team together, and things didn't look good at all. And I spoke to a few of the players after the game, and I said, God, like, if you should really try and keep it going yourselves, because it'd be a shame to see it go. And to be fair, the Rossiters lads, they're excellent, and the underage structure, they've won the under-16 girls, you know, and they've a good structure coming through, which is great, because they can build on that. And as I said, that they have the older players then to, with that experience, to bring them along, like Marcella Cullen, young Jenny Canning up front is very good, very quick. They're just, I noticed three or four throughout the team. I don't know some of the girls because naturally they're not around my area and we haven't played them or whatever, but they're definitely no pushovers, you know.
The game is going to be taking place in Ferrycarrig Park, and you know, in a normal situation, obviously you'd get, you know, all the fans onto the team bus and you'd go down, or you know, everybody would get in their cars. I suppose you're not too far away from Ferrycarrig yourselves, but you know, unfortunately, due to circumstances beyond your control, nobody will be in watching the game. But you know, it will be streamed live, and it is positive to see that, you know, these bigger venues, they are being given over to these cup finals, and it makes it feel like it's more of an occasion. It makes it feel more special for the winners and the losers when the game is played.
Yeah, without a doubt. Credit to the Wexford League again, the Wexford Women's League, Peter Doyle and the rest of the committee, they got that over the line, and thanks to the FAI and Wexford Youth and everybody out there that made it happen. It's great, and as you just said, it's that's where you want to play, that's where the girls want to play, and that should be what you want to aim for at the end of the season, is getting to a final and having that stage to play on. It's unfortunate we won't have the crowd there, but again, as you said, credit again to the Wexford Women's League. They're getting it streamed live, so that'll be on the Wexford Women's Facebook page, so at least people can log in and see that on Sunday. And yeah, look at it, we're trying to make the best of a bad situation with COVID-19, but sure, thank God we can all still get out there and play the game anyway, you know.
Brilliant, Wayne. And finally, I know you have your role with the county side as well, so what's happening with those teams at the minute?
Well, at present, with the county team, everything has been cancelled for the season, suspended, if you want to call it that, and we will be going, hopefully, touch wood, if everything is safe to do so, we'll be going back at it at the start of 2021. So hopefully that will happen. We'll be back training in January with a view to playing the tournament in March. So again, fingers crossed. Hopefully that will be the situation, you know.